You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The theme of the American economy the next 24 hours or so, and I'm talking the entire economy here, not just this program, is going to be jobs. The unemployment report for March is going to be out first thing Friday morning. And honestly, it is expected to be pretty good. A whole bunch of jobs probably got added to this economy last month. However, there is also this. As this is a Thursday, we got the weekly unemployment claims report this morning where the news, was not so promising. Those first-time claims rose last week, back over 700,000 people asking for jobless benefits. And therein lies the labor market conundrum. Jobs being added, but people losing jobs by the hundreds of thousands all the same. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman gets us going today with what to believe about where the jobs market is.
It's definitely not a good sign that first-time jobless claims are back above 700,000, says Robert Frick at Navy Federal Credit Union, but
we fixate on it too much, given how inexact the numbers are.
Jobless claims are volatile week to week. There are waves of fraud and weather effects.
The thing you need to look at is the overall trend, and the overall trend now is down.
The four-week moving average hasn't been this low since the pandemic started. Frick predicts jobless claims will fall over time as the weather warms up and vaccination accelerates.
Airline reservations, restaurant reservations, Google tracking people's movements, all that stuff is moving in the right direction, and you can translate that into job growth.
That's what Manny Rodriguez is seeing in Chicago, where he runs Revolution Workshop, a training program for the construction trades.
So we're absolutely seeing a rise in demand.
He's got 21 student apprentices now, and he's confident they'll find good-paying construction jobs as infrastructure spending ramps up.
You have all these projects kicking off. You have vast amount of people, especially in the minority communities here in Chicago, that have been adversely affected from COVID.
Nationally, there's plenty of evidence the economy's picking up. The number of hourly work shifts rose strongly in March, especially in manufacturing, says Dave Gilbertson at Payroll Processor UKG, a current Marketplace underwriter.
Manufacturing is usually a leading indicator of retail and hospitality and even healthcare to some degree.
Another sign of economic acceleration, job postings.
As of last Friday, job postings were up 13.5% above pre-pandemic.
And Elizabeth Conkle is an economist at the Indeed Hiring Lab.
That number sounds absolutely fantastic, but we really need job postings to stay above their pre-pandemic baseline for a while.
In order to put millions of people who've become unemployed in the pandemic back to work. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
The Centers for Disease Control says almost 40% of American adults have now gotten at least one shot of a vaccine. And as more of us get vaccinated, more companies that have been mostly or entirely remote for much of the last year are starting to think things over. Whether and when and how often they want people back in the office. Amazon and Google both said this week they do plan to require most employees to come back at least some of the time by this fall. Amazon said, in fact, that an office-centric culture is its baseline. But what if you don't want to go back? Marketplace's Samantha Fields looked into the flexibility right now about being flexible about work.
Lisa Friedenlund works at the Society for Human Resource Management. And over the last month or so, she's been getting a lot of calls from people at different companies asking the same question.
What do I tell employees when we want them to come back and they don't want to because they feel comfortable working from home?
In the old days, Friedenlund says, it was easy and common for employers to shoot down work-from-home requests without much explanation.
Now, because the world has literally demonstrated the ability to do so, it is going to really be on the employer to demonstrate why not.
For a lot of companies, there are reasons not to go fully remote forever, says Daniel Zhao, an economist at Glassdoor.
There is a lot of value in having people co-located where they can talk to each other and have these spontaneous conversations. That actually drives a lot of innovation, that drives deeper connections between employees.
But a lot of times, that can happen when people are only in the office sometimes, says Nicholas Bloom, an economics professor at Stanford University. And that seems to be the direction a lot of companies and organizations are heading in.
The huge majority of companies, so I've talked to, you know, probably 100, 200 by now, are saying pretty much the same thing, which is some days in the office and some days at home is the future of work.
And that also seems to be what most employees who have been lucky enough to be able to work from home in the last year want, which means, Bloom says,
if any firms out there are thinking about calling people back into the office 5 days a week, they have to be aware they're going to face much higher quit rates.
Because, he says, there will be plenty of other companies out there that will be flexible. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.